All right, our classroom pledge today comes from Miss Dunlap's class. That is the third grade class at Hallett Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A deer bursts through the window of a courthouse and a turkey investigates.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kev.
Oh, man, I am excited. My granddaughter has been learning the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
Kindergartner, she's doing it up.
Well, and have them send it in to pledge at jayandkevin.com.
I sure will, Jay. I don't think they're there yet.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
I don't think they're performance ready.
Okay.
You know, when you're five, I started thinking about it. The words to learn that as a five-year-old.
Certainly, yeah.
Because I don't know that any of it makes sense to them necessarily.
I could see what you're saying, yeah. Like, what does that even mean?
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
Right, yeah.
One nation, under God. No, mm-hmm. That one they might know.
Sure. Indivisible is a hard word.
Indivisible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is a
struggle. Liberty and justice for all.
Yeah.
I mean, she's getting
it's
it.
It's a lot,
She's getting close there. She gets lost in certain spots and then has the justice for all.
She's got that part down?
Yeah.
Nice.
Got the end part down. So we'll see. Pretty soon they should have it going, and I'll see if we can get one.
It's like when you're learning song lyrics, you know, and you hear it on the radio, and you're like, you only know very few words, but you sing them really loud.
Yeah.
You know, just the ones you know, you sing super loud. It's kind of like that with the pledge. Justice for all.
Yeah. I knew the whole thing. Yeah. She also let me know that someone said a bad word in her class yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And I said, well,
that happens.
Yeah, that happens. And she was like, yeah, you do not say those things at school. Sometimes you can say those at home. But,
oh, boy.
And I was like, well.
Not particularly.
I mean, like your parents can say them sometimes. So I'm like, yeah, well, your parent does.
Okay. All right.
Easy.
We were lucky we were dealt a good hand with that little girl.
Yeah.
Now this, did you hear the one about the big naked Donald Trump?
I don't think so.
There is a giant statue of Donald Trump nude just north of Las Vegas.
Interesting.
It portrays Trump in the buff. I mean, completely in the buff, and has been making all sorts of a scene with people taking pictures. It stands 43 feet tall and weighs 6,000 pounds.
Who in their right mind decided that that's what they wanted? I mean, it seems like a lot of money.
They were very excited about it. They're, you know, crooked and obscene is what they call it. They are anti-Trump fans.
I see.
Mm-hmm. It was still standing yesterday. It was built ahead of the Kamala Harris rally and is now set to be taken down from there. I thought they would just tear it down, right?
Like, you think, yeah.
But no, they're going to tour the U.S. with it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
How big is this thing?
It is 43 feet and 6,000 pounds. If you see that moving down the freeway.
That's something.
That is really different.
People have too much money. I mean, I feel like that would have cost a lot to make.
Yeah, I don't know what it was made out of, but any sort of statue
even if it's made out of
like
butter.
A lot.
I mean, that's...
Well, butter would be real expensive, I bet.
Cheese. I mean, you know how that is when you go to the fair and they make some statue out of like cheese or something. And you're like, oh, wow, there's a lot of cheese. You're like, that'd be a lot of butter or cheese.
Speaking of cheese, get it ready. Today is National Taco Day.
Whoa. Wow.
National Taco Day. It is also what day of the week?
Well, I was going to say, is it always October 1st or is it always the first Tuesday of October?
I hope it's always the first Tuesday
of October. Yeah, I was going to say, because they did that
right.
You
got to get it right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It would just seem dumb if it was like, hey, it's Saturday.
Have some tacos today.
It's a great idea.
My son's girlfriend made tacos yesterday, and I said, oh, yeah, Taco Monday.
Okay.
Well, I'm just like,
I feel like you're looking a gift horse in the mouth at that point, though.
I know, but I'm like, I didn't eat any of them, but I was like, listen, guys, you have tacos once a week. Why don't you just eliminate any of the stress of knowing which day it's going to be and just make it Taco Tuesday?
I understand. I was going to say probably because sometimes football lends itself to that kind of meal. So I'd be like, oh, Monday Night Football, going to have tacos. But it was your son.
Yeah, he did not care about football.
No, not at all. Yeah.
She did not care about football.
Right, right. So
they were watching some other show.
Mm. You know, Taco Cat spelled backwards is Taco Cat.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
42 would be the youngest I would go right now. I mean, unless she was amazing and was 40, you have to have a 4 at the beginning. Because he has a 2 six. Until this summer.
Or a 6.
Or a 6.
Kevin James.
What about a 5? You just skip that entirely?
Well, that seems obvious because he's Kevin.
Well, yeah, I'd take any 5.
Kevin.
Sure.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget, you can check out the podcast if you miss any of the show or if it's, you know, a little easier for you to listen during a different day part. That's pretty simple. Just go get our podcast and subscribe, rate, and review. We appreciate it.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Dear Jay and Kevin, I'm looking for some advice on how to deal with a newly complicated co-parenting situation. In the past, my ex and I did pretty good. We didn't have any real issues. But he fell in love and decided after 6 months to get married, and good for them, they actually seem very happy. We have a total 50-50 split, 1 week on, 1 week off. My girls are 5 and 8. They don't dislike going over there to dad's house. They just said that it's become not as fun anymore. She is one of these stay-at-home super moms who wants them to eat all the right stuff only, no snacks ever, don't touch anything. When it's bedtime, you go to bed, no screen time, etc. And none of these are bad things. I respect her wanting to do that in their home. My issue is, I'm a single mom working 2 jobs, and sometimes there's nothing left in the tank at the end of the day, and we're going to McDonald's. Or maybe a late bedtime, and guess what? Yeah, we like ice cream. The real issue is that she makes little comments at our pickup and drop-offs. For example, like she'll say something like, I noticed Natalie's skin looked a little blotchy. Did she eat bad or did you switch to a different soap maybe? It's just nonstop with little things like this that undercut me as a mom. We can't really avoid seeing each other. Mm-hmm. So what is the best way to avoid this situation that's making me angry and sometimes makes me feel like a bad mom?
Mm-hmm. 509-441-0999. That is our phone number. Gwen, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, what do you think?
Well, just keep in mind, first of all, for the regular mom, you know, to just take a deep breath and remember that the new mom is in a very difficult situation and she's trying to learn. And don't let her bring you down. Just try to think of the children, and please don't have the children ever hear you say anything poor about the new mom.
Yeah, so. I think that's probably a good idea. The whole, you know, commenting or calling them names or whatever, it's probably not great. You just want to avoid all that.
Yeah. So just try to rise above it and really... Sure. Be a truly good mom.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Thank you, Gwen. Appreciate the call. 509-441-0999. I feel like I'd probably handle it with something attempting to be funny.
Yeah, there are some great suggestions.
I mean, are you, did you eat something bad or use a different soap? No, we're just using sandpaper now to exfoliate.
That's what we do. Jay, that's the kind of smart aleck thing I would say to you.
I mean, I just would. I don't know. I would just be like, because, you know, no matter what you say, it's, you know, if you say, no, we're not doing anything, that she would still be judging if she's judging. And if she, you know, if that's just her personality, that's why I think I would just try to do something ridiculous with it.
Brittany says, I'd ask her to make dinner for you and the kids every night while you have them.
Yeah, right. Hey, I'll be over tomorrow and pick up a casserole.
Nobody gets blotchy skin.
And again, if you can run your life like that, that's pretty good. I mean,
it's great.
It's hard.
And like Lisa says, you know, from personal experience, you unfortunately will not ever have the correct response.
No, for
with
sure.
With people who act like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not
passive-aggressive behavior with zero response. And she says, you got this, Mama. Don't worry.
Yeah. I think the humor thing is a fun way to get it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, sometimes people will realize it if your answer is just so ridiculous. You know what I mean? If it's just so dumb that they're like, it takes them aback. Like, I mean, they're not going to change for sure.
And I do like this. Katie says, you know, sometimes you just have to realize and tell each other that your kids are going to have different rules at different houses. And as long as the kids are safe, happy, and healthy, she needs to just let it be and realize things are going to be different.
Yeah, also,
and I'm sure maybe over time she will.
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, like you say, you're not going to change her. That's just, if you can say the rules are different or whatever. Yeah, we had ice cream last night. It was the greatest experience ever. We made so many memories. We took so many great pictures.
Where do you think the ex-husband is during all this?
Probably watching football.
Yeah, he's just like, I got to stay at work late. Yeah. You go pick up the kids.
He's probably like, you know that Taco Cat backwards spells Taco Cat? He's just yelling from the other room.
It's a smart man.
Yeah, he's just listing off all the palindromes. Did you know that, was it a cat I saw backwards is was it a cat I saw?
That's not real.
That's real.
Was it a cat I saw?
Mm-hmm.
Backwards is was it a cat I saw?
Correct.
Huh. I had never heard that one. The Big 99.9. I don't have the energy to check it.
Actually, Kevin, that's the answer. It's did you guys eat something or change soap or skin's blotchy? Did you know was a cat I saw backwards is was a cat I saw?
Just ignore.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
They're like, man, my pet, I worked at home for a year and a half or 2 years during COVID. Then I went back to work. I feel so guilty. Like, my dog is so confused.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
I haven't chewed a shoe even.
Yeah. I was so nice to you that whole time. You had a weird mask on your face, and I didn't act weird about it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You can download the Coyote Country app. It's free. Take us with you. We'd love it. Hey, have we got any more pictures on the spam around the world from Chrissy?
You know, I've been trying to keep an eye on it, and I haven't seen anything as of late.
She was, she's been all over, as you know, Kevin. She's been all over and has been doing great pictures.
That gal really gets around.
So we're hoping for more pictures from some places that she's bringing the spam. And thank you, Chrissy, regardless of what Kevin just said. Entertainment news is brought to you by AAMCO, AAMCO. Well, it just announced this morning, Rascal Flatts is going back on tour.
Oh, really?
They've talked about it for a while. They've kind of hinted at it. The 25 years of Rascal Flatts.
I'll take them back.
Tour announced, and they're going to be with Lauren Elena and Chris Lane.
Okay.
So far, they have dates just through the first week of April. Nothing near where we are. But again, it's leg one. Starts in February of 2025. And it looks to be like 21 dates, I'd say, through the first week of April. So obviously, plenty more dates.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. I think they would, I mean, I'm sure they probably still sound great. And Chris Lane and Lauren Elena, a good concert lineup.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So if you're a Rascal Flatts fan, boom, there you go. Back in it. Also of this morning, North Carolina natives Luke Combs, Eric Church, and Chase Rice have been working now. Well, first of all, Morgan Wallen donated $500,000 to the relief for the hurricane. And the other guys are jumping on board. They're trying to, Chase Rice and Luke Combs have been talking, and they're trying to put together something. I'm imagining they're going to do some sort of, you know, benefit concert scenario.
Yeah.
Church is talking about kind of the same thing. It's a little harder to instantaneously plan a concert as opposed to a cash donation like Morgan did.
Right.
So, you know, and I'm not saying
more moving parts or whatever.
Yeah, one's not any better than the other. I'm just saying that that's probably why they're still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, the pictures and the video from the floods has just all the damage that was done is wild.
Well, you know, Kevin and I were talking about this off the air that, you know, there tends to be, of course, quite a few hurricanes. And then you get one that's just this devastating where you go, good grief. I mean, you know, something we don't have to pay attention to, fortunately enough.
Right.
That we don't really, I guess, unless you've lived it, I don't know that you can fully understand it. I mean, you get it. It flooded. But I don't know if you can fully understand the devastation of it. I mean, you see a few pictures and you go, wow, that is crazy. That's unbelievable.
Did you see the rooftop rescue of the hospital that was completely flooded?
I don't think I did, no.
It was wild. So I don't know if it was a smaller town hospital, because it wasn't humongous, but I mean, it was big enough, and they had patients in there.
Oh, golly.
And it was right along the river, and I guess the dam broke or something broke.
Oh, I'm looking at it now, yeah.
And just flooded that entire area. Mm. And so they were trying to get all these patients, some in intensive care, and like they were getting them all to the roof and then getting them in boats and like taking them out of there. It was one of those where you're just like, dang, man.
Yeah, it is absolutely frightening and devastating. And I know the Red Cross is, of course, you know, accepting donations, and there's plenty of ways to do that. So if it so moves you, I mean, it literally looks like, it doesn't look like a raging river to me. It looks like a raging ocean, if that makes sense.
No, 100%.
It just is so wide and so vast. It's hard to fathom that could actually be from one storm. But, you know, when the storm surge is 20 feet and, you know, sadly over 140 people have died, or 130, I think it might be this morning. But it's just, it's crazy.
I was, I talked to Slim the other day, who is in Kentucky.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, dude. He goes, we got like the aftermath of it.
Right. Which had to be a lot.
Quite a ways. Yeah. And he's like, but yeah, it was just unbelievable wind and rain, and everybody lost their power. And it was no good.
Well, all those things that are the aftermath of flooding.
Right.
I've only been close to a flood one time when I lived in Nebraska. There was a river that flooded there, and it was terrible. And, it, you know, just the smell and the damage and you'd have no power and there's no water and all the, you know, all the stuff. Oh, by the way, you're no cell phone service. I mean, everything. It's just, it's crazy. So, I mean, there's plenty of ways to donate. If that fits you, then, you'll be along with a lot of the country stars who I think are probably going to have quite a few concerts, I think, by the time this is done.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you got for us, Steve?
Well, there's going to be, I don't know if you saw this yesterday or the day before, but Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning, of course, hosting the 2024 CMA Awards.
Yep, they're back on.
And someone else is going to be joining them for the first time.
I saw that. Did they put a video out on that?
They did. So Lainey Wilson is going to be, I guess it's considered co-hosting because all co-hosts.
Sure.
And there's a video out. I guess it's commercial, really.
Right.
And kind of funny between, you know, the three of them. I feel like they're going to make a good trio.
Have they ever had three people co-host, Kevin?
Seems like a little bit much.
Yeah, I was going to say
that. You
think so? It's hard. Yeah. You know, it might be hard to fit everybody in wherever they need to fit in. Although I'm sure it's well scripted, so.
Yeah, it will be. And I'm sure there's, you know, they're just like, listen, let's just do whatever we can do to have Lainey on there.
I think that's probably what it was, without losing the Luke.
Well, we don't want to get rid of Peyton or Luke.
Right, yeah.
Hey, Luke, I am so excited to host the CMA Awards again.
Nashville, here we come.
Let's go.
I love this song.
Same.
Hang tight, honey, got a pocket full of money and I'm headed straight home.
She's in the backseat of the car.
Where'd you come from?
Baskin, Louisiana.
No, I think he means, what are you doing in this car, Wayne?
This was Friday
like
in Aspen.
Third house?
Oh, man. So there you go.
Like a third house?
Like a third house? What the heck? Oh, my gosh. What are you doing?
They'll make it work.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I think, yeah, but and I think she says, like, later, I'm reading this, that she says later in the commercial she doesn't want to kill the vibe or whatever, but she she's bringing the humor, personality, style, a little bell-bottom flair.
Listen, fellas, I ain't trying to kill your vibe, but I think I could bring something to the CMA Awards that you ain't ever had before.
Like what?
Well, like humor, like personality, like style, a little bell-bottom flair.
I like that.
I guess we do need you, Lainey.
That's the spirit. All right, boys. Y'all ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Move on over, Luke.
Okay. Get.
Pushes him out of the way and gets into the front seat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. When she's loose like that and fun, yeah. She's great.
Yeah. Don't let the teleprompter ruin it.
That's what I'm thinking. Hopefully it won't.
Right.
Be you, Lainey.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know, that joke gets ever funnier no matter how you adjust it.
Ever funnier.
What did I say?
You said that joke gets ever funnier.
Well, okay.
Kevin James.
Funnier every time. That's
well,
what
yeah, I knew what you meant. Yeah.
Funnier ever?
Ever funnier.
Ever funnier. I can't even misquote myself.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we got a lot of stuff to give away here. We've got Luke Combs tickets for the Gorge coming up on Friday. We've got Coyote Country hoodies. We got Mike Carbonaro coming to Michael. Not Mike.
What he's calling Mike.
What am I, Snoop Dogg? I don't know what happened there.
Mikey.
Hey, Mikey Carbonaro. That's what his friends call him. And some Hayden Haunt pub crawl tickets. If you'd like to play,
it's time for Pick
Your
Poison.
All right, you call, we chat. We'll let you choose your prize. We have so many to give away. We need some help in getting them out the door fast. 509-441-0999-er.
Steve's as easy as it gets. You call, you talk.
I mean,
you
honestly,
something.
Yeah.
It
really is. Hey, Peter.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
What's up lately?
You know, I kind of had to have a chuckle during the show, you know, bringing back the Nile thing yesterday. I don't even know if he had to sit there and think, has he ever even understood what that meant?
He heard it one other time. One other listener in the last year had brought that back. And okay. but it still catches me off guard when somebody does it, you know.
You're like, wait, what?
It's such kind of an inside joke for the show that it all, you know, started when that lady, I don't know, I guess she fudged a little bit, Kev. Was that
she
fair?
Did? Yeah. She said one river Euphrates, I believe.
Yes, she did.
And then when we went back and said we didn't hear what you said, what did you say? And she said, I said the Nile. And she didn't.
I know.
And because of that, we banned river questions from our show forever.
We did, and we allowed it to be the catch-all right 1 point for that.
Yep.
So are you ready?
Yeah, I kind of had to chuckle about that, but yeah.
You ready for fall?
You know, I guess I have to be.
Yeah.
You know, the leaves are starting to change. You know, we don't really have a choice. But yeah, you know, it's why we live here. We get the seasons. And,
do you have a lot of leaf issues?
You know, it's really weird. I have pine needle issues, which are worse.
I think you're right. I think they are. They're harder to pick up. Yeah.
Yep.
All the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I have 8 of them in my yard. And they're awful. They're worse than leaves. They do not blow like a little leaf blows.
Right. That's a lot more work, I feel like. Yeah.
It really is. So, yeah.
Well, man, let's get you hooked up with a couple prizes here, at least a prize. Which one are you thinking? Now we have the Hayden Haunt Pub Crawl. Okay. That's a pub crawl, 21 and over. We've got a Coyote Country hoodie. We have the Michael Carbonaro tickets. That's coming up next year. And we have Luke Combs coming up on Friday at the Gorge.
When's the Michael Carbonaro happening?
Let me double check the date here for you. I actually lied.
You said next year, yeah. But I don't know that you meant it.
12/19/24. December 19th.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, really close. You know, really close to next year.
Yeah, so. You know, a couple weeks away.
Yeah, let's do those.
All right. Stand by for 1 second. We'll get you all hooked up with those, all right? Hold on. Let's see. Who was next? I want to make sure I take it in the right order.
Yeah, don't be cheating.
Hi, Careful. Tina.
Careful.
Hi.
What's new?
Not, well, a lot, actually.
Really? Tell me. What do you got?
Well, we just sold our house, and then we just found a new one in Rathdrum, so.
Oh, congrats.
Well, that's pretty new. That's pretty exciting.
It's very exciting and very stressful all at the same time.
Sure. Would that be upsizing, downsizing, lateral move? How would you characterize it?
Well, we were trying to downsize just because we're in our 50s. We're thinking retirement in the next 10, 15 years. Sure. So we had spent the last 11 years completely remodeling the place we're in. It sold very quickly.
Oh, wow.
And then, but we only ended up downsizing like 300 square feet because we got such a great deal.
Right.
On the next house. So we'll still start it.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Retire in 10 years. Not in this economy. Am I right, Kevin? Huh?
Tell me about it.
Tina, do you have some stuff like at your old house where you've had it for, I don't know, not something that's like an heirloom or something that means a lot to you family-wise, just something that's been in a box for a decade, and you're like, why do we have this?
There's a lot of that. We had a kind of a huge yard sale earlier this summer with the intention of putting our house on the market, so we really had to dig through everything, and we were just like, what the heck are we still holding on to this for?
Man, that's a lot of work. Holy smokes. Yeah, just the...
It was. We did it for a couple of weekends in a row just to try to blow some of it out, and then we gave the rest of it to Goodwill.
Good for you guys. I always think the same thing. It's like, I don't feel like a pack rat, and then I look at stuff, I'm like, what am I doing? What is the point of that?
Well, and the problem is when you move or whatever, you're like, I don't want to go through all this right now. We don't have time right now.
We'll take it with us.
We'll take it with us. We'll go through it at some point. No, you won't.
That's what those clear plastic bins are good for.
So you can at least see it?
Yeah,
that's true.
Staring you back in the face.
And we had the intention of downsizing, so we got rid of a bunch of furniture. And then and I love estate sales, so... Mm-hmm. About a week later, we were driving by. I go, oh, estate sale. My husband's, no. I'm like, let's just go look.
Oh, no.
Like, and so he's like, fine, we'll go look just for a few minutes. And we walked in there, and there was this, this kitchen set with like a sideboard and a hutch and a table. And he was looking at the hutch. And he goes, that's a cool hutch. And she said... She's like, are you interested? And he goes, not for $200. And she goes, how about $225 for all three pieces? And I turned around, I looked at him, and I said, do it!
Oh, my gosh. It's kind of like going to the pet store. I'm just going to look at the puppies.
Sure you are.
Yeah.
All right. But the funny part is our neighbors actually walked in and saw us. They were like, didn't you just have a yard sale?
Yeah, we're going to sell this one for $300. All right, Tina, which would you prefer? You want Luke Combs for this Friday at the Gorge? Would you like a Coyote Country hoodie, or we have some of those Hayden Haunt pub crawl tickets? Hard for you to say.
How about Luke Combs?
All right, well, Luke Combs at the Gorge. Hold on for 1 second. Do we have time for one more? No, but you know what? I think we're going to...
If they've moved recently. We have all those stories. I mean, those are great stories.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, we got some more prizes here just ahead, so hang on for that. And more Coyote Country hoodies all week long.